Kane Laban joining us from Fiji. Bulla, Kane, it's good to catch up with you. Tēnā koe. Kia ora, Bulla. Mate.
Nice to hear from you, brother.
Thank you, and thanks for taking our call. I thought you might have been in Dubai, Kane. What takes you to Fiji?
I'm over here for the Tyrell Lomax wedding.
Cool.
He got married here in Fiji on Saturday night. It was a beautiful getting married in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, surrounded by whānau and friends. They're a rakawa. Iwi and Levin are the Lomaxes, and they were very, very well represented here as well, with a great mix of rugby union and rugby league personalities, past and present. It was a wonderful occasion. He's had a tremendous couple of years with the All Blacks. He's ensconced now as the number one tight head prop in the All Blacks, and one of the top tight head props in the world. So yeah, no, it was lovely, you know, being in Fiji, and there were some hakas and some waiatas, and some Fiji waiatas as well, and there was heaps of dance. It was a wonderful occasion.
Good stuff. What's Tyrell's connections to that Lomax whānau? There's so many Lomaxes, I can't tell the whakapapa lines at times. What's Tyrell's connection?
Yeah, well, Tyrell's dad is Big Johnny himself. We all thought when Tyrell was growing up that he would follow his father to the Raiders and become a Canberra Raider in the NRL. But he ended up going to a school called St. Edmunds when they relocated to Canberra a few years ago. That was a rugby union school. By the time he finished school, he was in the Australian schoolboy team. He was in the first 15. He was in the Australian under 20s the year after, until the All Blacks, coaches and Scott Robertson at the time, when he was in charge of the Crusaders, came calling and enticed him to come back to New Zealand. But now I think he's sitting on 32 tests. But yeah, Johnny Lomax's second son.
Kia ora. And good to see your nephew as well, getting the nod at the Warriors, Jacob Laban.
Yes.
Congratulations to him, because there are so many kids vying for opportunities to train full-time and to develop professional careers. It's a feather in his cap.
Yes, exactly, and it's very hard to break into the NRL, Dale, as you know, unless you're in the top 30, because the top 30 obviously are training every day in the elite program, training alongside the elite players in the club, and obviously every day they go to training, they get bigger, faster and stronger. That's the logic and rationale behind it. So it's a huge step up for him. The first goal is to make it as an outstanding junior. The second goal is to make the top 30. And then the third goal is to make the starting lineup. So he's been able to crack the first couple of goals, and now he's got to have his focus set on trying to make that starting lineup. And I spoke to him just a month or so ago at the Nationals in Auckland. And he was looking fit, looking strong, and enthusiastic about getting ready for next year.
Tēnā koe, let's talk about the Kiwi coaching situation. Of course, I think you would agree that maybe we jumped the gun with the situation with Madge McGuire, of course, but he is going to be the Blues coach in 2024. I note, well, through the media, Wayne Bennett said, well, I'll have a go if they ask me, and others thinking it's Stacey's time, Stacey and Nathan. Where would you like to see this one sit?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, Wayne Bennett brings, he brings his impressive record. He also brings, you know, a strong association with the New Zealand Rugby League, having held the head coaching position before. I think having Stacey Jones as part of his coaching, to me, would be the absolute 10 out of 10. And I think an experienced head coach overseeing the program, bearing in mind that the head coach makes all of the appointments. So he will appoint his assistants, he will appoint the trainers, he will approve the program, and obviously he will have a major say on the roster. So having an experienced coach coming from the NRL I think would be tremendous for the Kiwis. And also think Wayne Bennett would be fantastic. He would be in the same group, in my view, with Ivan Cleary, Craig Bellamy, and Trent Robinson. Of those four coaches, including Wayne Bennett, obviously, they essentially cover 95% of the Kiwi team. So they're known to the players. Ivan Cleary, of course, former Warriors coach. So you know, to my way of thinking, Stacey Jones would most definitely be an assistant coach to one of those senior NRL coaches in the head position.
Well, it'd be exciting if that pans out that way. And it's not as though Wayne Bennett hasn't had an involvement with the Kiwis. He also helped Stephen Kearney for some time as well. Look, I don't know if you were able to keep your eye on the World Series in Dubai for the Sevens, but I noticed that our Wahine came second to Australia and the guys played off for third. They did beat Fiji in the third place playoff, ultimately won by South Africa across Argentina in the men's final. What did you make of the Dubai Sevens? And it was nice to hear that. I'm sure that was Carl's voice we were hearing from there as well.
Yes. Well, he's now contracted full-time to World Rugby. Carl, and he continues to be a world authority and an analysis on the international game and especially on the Sevens game. But as far as, Australia... in the women, New Zealand, in the women, Canada and the USA, coming through Fiji, coming through in the women as well. And, you know, obviously from the men's perspective, the Dubai tournament, I think, is something that South Africa have won, I think, five of the last five and been incredible form. Now they shift to Cape Town, where Samoa won Cape Town in the World Series in the last season. That they played, it's also an indication of how close the Sevens are now, with everybody having been on the circuit. Six or seven of the core teams are able to employ and contract their players full-time. So I think, you know, anywhere inside a top four finish is a terrific result in either of those two tournaments. Gone are the days where I think we can expect the New Zealand men's and women's to just win everything. The reality is, you know, those tournaments are getting harder and harder to win every year.
Well, it's great catching up with you, Buller, and thank you, Vinaka, also to you, Ken. Great that you're able to be there, because you Wainui Amata guys are locked in tight, and you know, I know that your friendship with John goes back real deep, perhaps even to his folks. So congratulations to Tyrell. Let's hope love is as kind to him as rugby has been over the years, and always neat to talk with you. Tō kāna tēnā koe.
Yeah, Vinaka Vakalevu. Nā mihi, bro.
Thank you so much. Ken Laban joining us from the beautiful islands of Fiji.